So today's event was for us to link up with our local MP, our Southwark MP, Neil Coyle, to promote the community aspect of pubs. And we tried to encompass a broad range of the different types of pubs that we have within South East London. But we're here now finishing off in the Gladstone Arms, which is a pub that we thought we'd saved from demolition. But we now are concerned to ensure that the building, whilst the building will still stay here, we're concerned to ensure it remains as an operating pub, and we want to make sure that the owner of the building does the right thing and agrees a new lease with the current operator, who's running a fantastic pub here with a massive commitment to original live music, and that needs to continue.
And tell us about some of the success stories there have been locally recently in turning around pubs that looked like they were on the way out.
Yeah, this is the problem. It's very easy to run a pub down deliberately, claim that it's not viable anymore, and then seek planning permission to knock it down. But there's a number of examples, even locally to where we're here now, in terms of the Gregorian Arms. It's got a new operator in there, turned that pub around. St James of Bermondsey, new operator, turned that place around. So in the right, what an allegedly failing pub often needs is just a new operator to come in with a new vision, new energy, new enthusiasm, and attract a new clientele.
And if people are concerned, they want to see their pub saved, what can they do practically to help?
They can keep alert for planning applications that threaten that building and object like crazy to those applications and motivate the local community to do likewise. The community can come together and form a group of at least 21 people and try and get that pub registered as an asset of community value. What that does is means that if an owner wants to do any alterations to that building, they have to get planning permission, whereas if the pub is not an asset of community value, depending on the change, they don't necessarily need to. And get in touch with the local branch of Camberwell. We're passionate about saving pubs. We're always happy to help.